Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Anti-war protesters have been cleared from the Columbia University campus in New York. Police in riot gear also arrested dozens of protesters who occupied an academic building. NYPD spokesman Carlos Neves is pleased with the way officers have secured the campus.
I have no reported injuries. No reported injuries. There was no use of tear gas. The NYPD did not use tear gas.
Columbia sophomore Cameron Jones was in the building next to Hamilton Hall when riot police moved in.
When the police came in, they pushed every single person in the vicinity into nearby buildings and then barricaded them inside those buildings.
Police and protesters clashed at City College of New York. Similar protests are playing out across the country. Police in Arcata, California, have cleared anti-war protests from Cal Poly Humboldt campus. Roman Battaglia from Jefferson Public Radio reports that demonstrators have been occupying a building there.
Over 100 protesters gathered at Cal Poly Humboldt Monday night for a rally. At around 1 in the morning, after many had gone home, police arrived and began to surround the campus. There were no reported injuries as the remaining protesters were arrested. Cal Poly Humboldt President Tom Jackson said in a statement that this protest had crossed the line and put the campus at an ongoing risk. Those arrested could face charges including vandalism, conspiracy, and assault of police officers. Protesters had been occupying Siemens Hall, home to the business college and the president's office, since early last week. In response to calls for the university to divest from Israeli-linked businesses, a spokesperson says the university is open to discussing that in the future. For NPR News, I'm Roman Battaglia.
The Biden administration is recommending a new rule that would lower the classification of marijuana, lessening restrictions on the drug. But as NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports, there are still several steps to go before that proposal could become official.
Marijuana is currently classified as a Schedule I drug, which is the most restrictive category. But the Justice Department has a new proposed rule that would lessen restrictions on the drug and acknowledge there are medical uses for it. But there are still steps, like opening up the rule for public comment, that need to happen before the rule gets finalized, and the timeline on that could take several months. Marijuana reform is an issue that's been particularly invigorating for young voters and voters of color, two groups Biden needs support from to win re-election this year. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
A New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal fraud case has fined the former president $9,000 for contempt. Trump is being punished for repeatedly violating a gag order. He's charged with falsifying business records in order to hide hush money payments made ahead of the 2016 election. Trump has pleaded not guilty to those charges. You're listening to NPR News. A six-week abortion ban has taken effect in Florida. The ban does not contain any exceptions for certain fetal anomalies. It does contain exceptions for certain fetal anomalies if the life of the pregnant person is at risk. The new law will be put before Florida voters in November. In a surprise announcement, Haiti's Transitional Council has named a new interim prime minister. NPR's Ada Peralta reports that he's the former sports minister.
The Transitional Council, which was sworn in amid gunfire last week, was supposed to elect a president of the council and then a prime minister by consensus. Instead, four members of the council formed a majority coalition and elected both leaders in one go. The newly minted president of the Transitional Council, Edgar LeBlanc-Fils, said quick action was important to bring order to Haiti.
L'acceptation de cet exercice.
The acceptance of this exercise, he said, proves we are capable of discussing, of negotiating, of making concessions, and arriving at a result. The council will now elect the cabinet, which is supposed to pave the way toward the deployment of an international peacekeeping mission. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
Best-selling author Paul Auster has died. He was 77 years old. Auster's works focused on existential questions on identity, language, and literature. He was also a translator and poet who wrote and directed independent films. Auster also wrote the novel Smoke, as well as the 1995 screen adaptation. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Tuesday's losses. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Warby Parker. Their glasses start at $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Try five pairs of frames at home for free. Go to warbyparker.com/covered.